Hey, this is Susie Larson. If you don't have time to listen to the full podcast, here's a highlight from today's show. The full conversation is at myfaithradio.com. Jamin, you're right. God is relentlessly personal. In giving himself, God requires that we give ourselves. In giving himself, God opens the door for us to come clean about who we are, which is what Jeannie did. God wants more than pretending. Therefore, we are called to vulnerability before him, to be open to him in everything. Openness is always relational. It is an awareness that everything in life is done in the presence of God. And what happens, I'm trying to imagine what would happen in the church, but what's the ripple effect of us getting real with God to that degree where we're not known by what we do for God, but who we are with him? What do you see happening in the church and in our personal lives?
Wow. Well, I see a church that Christ really envisioned.
Yeah.
I think, you know, one of the things we explore in the book is alluding to that Garden of Gethsemane scene again, I try to draw a contrast there with what Jesus does and kind of being radically honest, right? I mean, I don't want to do this. You know, my goodness, we read that passage, and I think, again, if we're honest, most of us are uncomfortable with how honest he is, right? Mm-hmm. Here we have Jesus saying, I don't want to do it. And the contrast I draw there is with the Garden of Gethsemane, right? And where Adam and Eve, in their sin, their response to their sin is to hide and cover, right? To cover up, to avoid being seen, to avoid being known, right? The guilt and shame lead them to avoiding relationship with God. And I think what we see Jesus doing in the Garden of Eden is kind of redeeming that narrative for us and inviting us into a new way of life, of being radically honest, of coming out of hiding, of revealing the truth of ourselves. But I think the truth is, you know, the sober reality is this is what, unfortunately, the way of Adam is the way we're born into, right? And I think of my kids. And from as early as I can remember, the first thing my children do when I catch them doing something wrong is, guess what? They hide. Mm. They cover, right? And my son is a little more overt. He will run and literally bury his face in the couch cushions. And
if he can't see you, you can't see him, right?
That's right. My daughter, though, you know what she will do? Is she will put on good character. If I catch her doing something wrong and I try to make eye contact with her, she takes a toy from her brother or something, she'll look at me and say something like this, Daddy, can I help you clean up?
Mm.
And the temptation as a parent there is to think, well, here's my compliant child. No, here's my neurotic child is really the truth.
Yeah.
Because what she's saying, Daddy, I don't believe you can see me for who I really am and love me. So here's the good little girl. I think you'll love her, right? And so what this tells us now as parents is, wow, from a very early age, we really are born into sin. I think the doctrine of original sin is true. And we're born in the way of Adam. And it's not just that we're born in kind of prideful autonomy apart from life with God, but actually we're born with the same proclivities to hide and to cover from God and from others. And so this is where I think by becoming the kind of people who come out of hiding with God in prayer, hopefully what begins to happen is we also learn that it's crucial for us to also come out of hiding and be honest with others in safe Christian community. And I think those two things serve as kind of a recursive reality in our lives, right? That is, as we come out of hiding with those we can trust who are safe within church community, we come to encounter God and his love through them as well. And then it encourages us in our prayer life to be honest and open. And then likewise, as we're those kind of people in prayer and we come out of hiding with God and we learn he loves us and he's with us, then it opens us up more and more to being truly honest and transparent with his people, with his family.
Thanks again for listening to this highlight from Live the Promise. If you missed the whole show or want to listen to past programs, you can find them at our website at myfaithradio.com.